Good evening, and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and tonight we'll be in conversation with bass player extraordinaire Christian McBride, who will be appearing at the Xavier Theater on Saturday, October 27, as part of the Xavier University Jazz Series. Christian will be in performance with his new group, New John, touring in support of their new CD. Christian McBride, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Hey, man, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You're going to be here in Cincinnati performing as part of the Xavier University Jazz Series on Saturday, October 27, with your group. Why don't you tell us about the group that you're going to be coming to town with?
Well, the name of my quartet is called the New John, and that's a Philadelphia colloquialism for a thing. You know, instead of calling it my new quartet or my new band or my new group, I decided to tip a cap to my hometown and call it my New John, which is what everyone in Philly would call it. So we're celebrating the release of our new CD, which will be released, I think, just a few days before our Xavier concert. So that CD is going to be hot off the presses when we come there.
Who's playing with you in New John?
I have Josh Evans on trumpet, Marcus Strickland on tenor saxophone, and the great Nasheed Waits on drums.
So a piano-less group.
Piano-less group. All rhythm and melody and textures.
Yeah, and you guys can open it up harmonically, can't you?
Oh, it's going to be wide open.
All right.
Definitely wide open.
Hey, I see you and Bootsy Collins were on the cover of Downbeat magazine not too long ago.
One of the greatest days of my life, man. I've been trying to hook up with Bootsy since I've been a professional musician.
You were probably majorly into Funkadelic when you were younger.
Who wasn't? I actually came through Bootsy through his first solo album, Stretching Out. That was my first introduction to Bootsy as a kid. And then, of course, James Brown has always been my number one musical hero. And when I later found out that Bootsy was the bass player on some of my favorite James Brown records, I already admired him. But then when I found out that was him on Sex Machine and Superbad and all that stuff, he really became my biggest funk bass hero.
Yeah, he's got guys flying in here all the time to go out to his studio outside of town. So, you know, when you were coming up in Philadelphia, there's another Philly guy that's been on my radar for a long time. I've been checking him out on YouTube. He's quite an eloquent guy and a very serious student of music. That's Questlove from the Roots.
Mm-hmm.
You guys probably know each other, huh?
Oh, do we? We grew up three blocks from each other. I grew up on 55th and Irving. He grew up on 52nd and Osage. And we went to high school together, and we've been friends for over 30 years. We did a recording around 2000 called The Philadelphia Experiment with the great Uri Kane on keys.
Oh, yeah.
And John Swanna on trumpet played a little bit on that, and Pat Martino played on there, too. So we got some documentation together officially, and, you know, he had me sit in on the Tonight Show. So, yeah, Quest is my man. We still keep in touch all the time. He's still one of my dearest, dearest friends.
You know, when I think about you and bass, of course, you know, I think about the acoustic bass, and I think of people like Paul Chambers, Doug Watkins, Ray Brown. I can just hear those guys in my head, and when I hear you play, your tone and kind of like that deep bass sound, maybe even Wilbur Ware. Those guys probably...
Ooh, come on now.
Yeah, am I hitting on something?
Talk to me. You naming all my heroes, man. You know, all those cats. You know, one question people always ask is sort of like, who's on my Mount Rushmore of bass? And that's too hard to do because there's so many great bass players and throughout the history of this music known as jazz. But I've always had a particular love for the late, great Ray Brown because Ray Brown was almost like a second father to me as well. I met Ray Brown when I was 18 years old. And he pretty much took me under his wing, and He started a band called Super Bass, which featured myself and the great John Clayton. We were sort of Ray's two children, as he put it. But there's Ray, like you said, there's also Paul Chambers, Ron Carter, of course, who's still with us, thank God, still playing better than ever, Dave Holland, Oscar Pettiford, Percy Heath, all those cats, man, they deeply influenced. Richard Davis, all those guys.
Yeah, I'm particularly drawn to the acoustic bass players from late 50s through late 60s. And a lot of those guys you just mentioned, absolutely in that groove. You know, talking about those guys playing with the bow, Arco bass, for me, a cat that can bow the acoustic bass is a real plus. Where are you at with the bow?
Well, I went to college to study classical bass. I went to the Juilliard School. At that time, my goal was to somehow have a dual career as a classical bassist and a jazz bassist. But, you know, when you're 17, you're a little naive. I didn't realize that there really wasn't really such a thing as a freelance classical bassist. You either played in the symphony orchestra or you didn't. You know, I thought like maybe the New York Phil would call in subs, like jazz players would call in a sub. Christian, we need you to come in and play like the New World Symphony with us this weekend. We need a bass player, you know. So I didn't realize that that's not how it worked. But I love using the bow. It's another dimension. It's another layer. And it's another skill that you really have to work hard on. I tell younger bass players that that is the one tool that will expose any minuscule weakness in your playing, because there's something about putting that hair on the string. If you're a little bit out of tune, it sounds a lot out of tune. You know what I mean? So it's going to train you to really play in tune, sound control. And, you know, the bass is such a hard instrument to make sound pretty, particularly in the lower range. And I think that if you are a good bow player, you really have good control over your instrument from the bottom to the top. And there hasn't been that many great jazz bow players. There's John Clayton. He's an incredible bow player. A lot of younger bass players play good bow. Robert Hurst plays good bow. Paul Chambers, of course, played great bow. Take it all the way back, Slam Stewart was a great bow player. Eddie Gomez is a great bow player. John Patitucci is an amazing bow player. So George Mraz played good bow. But, you know, you probably can't get too many more other than that.
Hey, why don't you tell us about your new CD that's going to be out around the same time you're here in town on October 27.
Okay, cool. Oh, and one more great bow player. I wish you would play it more often is Stanley Clark. He's an amazing bow player. But yeah, the new CD is just self-titled after the band. It's called Christian McBride's New Joint. It's pretty much all original material. Everybody in the band contributes. Every band I've ever had, I like for all the players in the band to contribute. I think that's how you sort of establish an individual sound inside of a band when you got your own music, you know. So there's two songs by me, two songs by Josh, two songs by Marcus, two songs by Nasheed. And we did one song that we didn't write, and that was a song by Wayne Shorter called Sightseeing, a song that he recorded with Weather Report many years ago.
Hey, Christian, we really appreciate the time you've taken to talk with us today.
Oh, thank you, Brother Ron. Looking forward to coming back to the Queen City.
We've been in conversation with bassist Christian McBride. He'll be appearing at the Xavier Theater on Saturday, October 27, as part of the Xavier University Jazz Series. For more information about Christian McBride and the Xavier University Jazz Series, visit us on the web at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito.